start my message very quickly with a particular song. It's on my knees. I know you might recognize it, you might not. That's okay. But I put the lyrics on the screen for us. I'm going to be playing it over the speaker so you can hear. But I think it's a very significant song. It's not a Christian song, as you will notice. But I think this is the type of conversation that we should be having in our lives. And hopefully that we do have the opportunity to engage in. So I'm just going to leave it to you and hear some.
Thank you.
not the same as doubt. Being able to ask questions is actually about humility. Questions lead to a sharp mind, but also require a tender heart. It does not allow oneself to fall into simple assumptions about others, themselves, or the world. Questions are not about challenging others, but challenging yourself when they are at their best. Some people can handle asking these types of questions. Others can't. But Jesus himself, as we know in Scripture, was always challenging people about their conceptions. He challenged them about what they thought about life, about God, and everything else around them. And he realized, and we must realize, that there are a lot of questions that are often comfortable. And sometimes we are afraid of the answers we think we might get when we ask these questions. So sometimes we will settle for what others say in books or in classrooms or on the street, on television or in movies. We settle for the simple answers because we don't know where to get answers. We don't want to rock our foundations, the foundations of our understanding, the paradigm by which we construct an understanding of the world itself. But you see, this is exactly what Jesus came to do. To shake our understanding of all things. In a world that is dominated by selfishness and sin, he has come to bring freedom and salvation. Not only from the systems of the world that have developed, but from the systems that are within us. We must understand as we read this passage of Scripture in Luke that Jesus was not only fully God, which he was, but he was also fully human. He was a child. Inasmuch as he was a baby celebrated at Christmas, he was a 12-year-old boy traveling with his family to Jerusalem. And in his humanity, we observe that he also had to learn. We don't often struggle with that reality, but this passage lays it bare for us. God, Jesus, the incarnation, had to go through the same process that you and I do in the shaping of his mind and of his understanding. He had to learn. But here's something that we see about him in this passage. Jesus was voracious in his learning. He's left at the temple because he's there asking questions. And he's not there for, a good, 45-minute class. This is a 12-year-old. He's there at the temple a minimum of 3 days. 3 days. Now, I'm sure someone saw him there and said, okay, maybe we'll take him in. Where's his mom and dad? We're not told all those details. We know that must have happened. Did one of the rabbis see this boy continuing to ask questions and simply say, where's your mom and dad? Well, we'll hang on to you. I guess they'll come back. These details aren't given, but it must have happened. And it could have been that it wasn't just the 3 days. It could have been more. It could have been 4 or 5.